Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Ever feel that things are just dead in the water? You're unmotivated, uninspired, just going through the motions. And that seems to be the case with everything. But the past couple of days on Morning Prayer, we've seen how the power of good we associate with God can completely turn things around. Here's another example. In this Bible story, the prophet Elisha is in the city of Jericho. The people tell him it's a pleasant enough place, but the water is bad, and as a result, the ground is barren. Things don't grow. That's clearly not a good situation. But Elisha, being a prophet, a spiritual seer, doesn't accept this as the final word. He throws salt, often a biblical symbol of faithfulness to God, into the water, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land." And that proves to be the case. The land and people are restored to wholeness. Like Ezekiel, whom we talked about earlier this week, Elisha found himself in a situation that seemed to be characterized by death and stagnation. Nothing good was happening. But he knew this could be remedied by the power of God exposing the spiritual facts. He stuck with what he knew to be true. The power of good is always present and active, exposing any sense of stagnation as false, and bringing ongoing good to light. May we too throw salt in the water, that is to say, stay faithful to God and to what's spiritually true, and experience the good that results. Amen.